Thank you. I want to thank the Lord today for the privilege and opportunity I had to be with you once again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today. Pray that the Lord would deal with your heart today, speak to you. And I tell you, that's the most important thing, to listen to the Word of God. I mean, that's the Word of God that will convict you. It will let you see yourself. It will disturb you in such a way, especially if you're not saved. And if you are saved, you're not living right. And it's supposed to. It's supposed to deal with your heart. It's supposed to convict you. But you're supposed to respond in a positive way, not a negative way. You to take the Word of God and take it home with you and to examine yourself by it. Look at yourself and obey it, because faith, that's the only hope you have of getting out of your problems. The only hope you have of getting to heaven. If you're not saved, you got to hear the Word of God. You got to believe the Word of God. You got to receive the Lord. You got to obey Him. And when you see yourself and when you repent of your sins, confess your sins to God, He will cleanse you of your sin and make you a new creature in Christ. And old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new to you when you get saved. And I know when things hit home with people, and when people hear the Word, and especially those that say they're saved and they think they're saved, and they've been to a church, they've been to a place where they've told them that they're all right, or all they had to do is just say this prayer after them, and they just got themselves saved. And I tell you, I believe in praying with them if that's what the Lord wants and that's what they want you to do. But they got to do their own praying. The praying's got to come out of their own heart. And when they really get saved and when they really get born again, I tell you, they'll be a new creature. But I believe that we ought to leave them with the Lord. I think that you just need to, salvation is of the Lord. It's not of man. And no matter what we try to do and how we try to speed up a process or whatever it might be, if God don't do it, it don't get done. And He just wants us as yielded vessels unto Him to use, that we would speak unto those that need to hear it. Just for instance, I was in a jail service one time, and there was prisoners there, and there they were, and we had an altar call, and they come down, and I was there just visiting, and a preacher there looked at me and pointed his finger at me, told me to pray for the fella that was bowed next to me. And so I looked at the young man, and I told him that I will pray with you, but you got to do your own praying. You got to pray out of your own heart. You got to confess your sins. You got to get sorry that you sinned against God. And when you really pray out of your heart and you really mean it and you're really sorrowful that you sinned against God, He will save you. He will forgive you. But that's what I told him. And he looked at me, and I know it touched his heart. He understood. I believe he's been around a lot of different things, and I believe that things disturbed him and a lot of things he didn't understand. But when I told him that, it's just like a light went off. It clicked with him, and he began to bow and to pray, and I prayed quietly beside him. And I did get to tell him and to understand and how to get saved and how to pray. But the Lord knows what's needed, and I'm looking forward to seeing that young man in heaven. I know the Lord hears and answers prayer. I know I know God will speak to hearts and He will save them. I want to do my part. I want to labor over them. I want to pray them in. I want to tell them the good Word of God, but I'm not going to get in the way and just try to just speed things up and just try to get someone to say a prayer after me that I might go back and say, well, I just got 15 saved. I just got 20 saved, or so forth. That's the work of God. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And you need to be careful what you do, because you're going to have blood all over your hands. You know, you're going to give an account to God for that. But I know if we'll just tell them right, tell them the truth, they'll understand and they'll know how to get saved. I've been going to prisons and jails for almost 20 years now or more. And the Lord has given me that work in my life, and for me to go and to speak to these men. And so I do, and I know the Lord has dealt with them. I know there's some's gotten saved over the years, and But we just give them the truth when we go. We tell them what's the truth, what they need to hear. And when the Holy Spirit gives it, it don't come back void. And they'll appreciate it. They know. They've been around. And they've been to different churches. And they've seen a lot of people come in and out of that place. And a lot of them are just playing around. A lot of them not really sincere. A lot of them just full of wildfire. And then some come in, they have no fire. And I tell you, the need is great. But the Lord is calling men to rise up and to pray and to seek God's face and do His will and get their hearts right and clean, that when He sends them out, He can open their mouth up and He can give them what to say in that hour. And I know that God saved some. Some have just, like, you can see it in their face. I tell you, one man stood up and began to cry out, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." He was beginning to cry out, "Lord, have mercy on me, that I'd get saved." And a lot of times they would do that, and a lot of them would try to be sincere, and a lot of them didn't really have an understanding what they really needed to do. But this man, as I began to preach, I continued to preach, and I tell you, he began to stand up and sit there and pray, and we had an altar call later, and that man got saved. That man poured out his heart right there, and he got saved. Another one began to cry there on the seats there. And when we left, we seen him back in the cell throwing his hand up, waving. He had a big smile on his face. And I tell you, that man was delivered from his sins. And I know he did. I felt it in my heart. And I know God saves souls. But I want them truly born again. I want them saved. I don't want them a lost church member. I don't want them to go away thinking that they're all right when they're not. And they'll struggle all through their life, wonder what's wrong with them. Why do they don't have peace and joy? Why they still have problem with sin and running after it and everything else? And just they die in that condition, they die in sin and go to hell. But they've really been saved, and they've been delivered, and they have the Bible that they can get in and study. God will lead and guide and direct their path, and they can be able to be effective witness and win souls themselves. They can tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we need today. We need real preachers. We need those that will stand in the gap, make up the hedge. Someone that's not going to sugarcoat the message. Not somebody that's going to tickle the ear. Just try to be a smooth talker. Just a smooth sound in the sight of mankind. And don't want to step on nobody's toes or so forth. Let me tell you this. If the Holy Spirit gives it, and it steps on the toes, and that's what needs to happen. They need their toes stepped on. They need their toes stepped down on toe. They need someone to tell them. They need someone to preach to them. And I tell you, that's what God has ordained. He said, "Cry aloud, spare not, and lift up your voice and sound like a trumpet, and show my people their sins and their transgressions." The Lord has told us to tell them. Sometimes it'd be very direct. It would be, a very hit home with them, and however the Lord gives it, it'll be right. And so I believe in that. But I don't believe in getting the flesh, and I don't believe in just blurting out, and I don't believe in just hurting people and preaching everybody down into hell if God ain't give the message, if God ain't give what's needed. If it's not in love, then I say you need to just be quiet. But if it's the Lord and He's giving it and it is in love, I tell you, it's going to do something. It's not going to come back void. It's going to accomplish what it's sent out to do. And that's what we got to hear today. And that's what we need to hear is the truth. And the way of salvation is someone that will preach the word. And I tell you today, a lot of preachers today, they'll get run off. Their churches will get rid of them if they really start preaching the word of God. They start preaching against sin. They start calling those sins out. I tell you, these people are going to get rid of them. They're going to tell them that you just need to go and so forth. And a lot of them are afraid of that. And I tell you, it's a lot of pressure on them. But I tell you, the Lord's is the one we need to fear, not man. And I tell you, we need to preach what God is pleased with and what God gives. And don't worry about the rest. He's going to take care of all the rest. And He's going to do what it needs to be done. I tell you, we need to get the truth out. We need to for folks to hear the gospel and be saved before it's everlasting too late. The Lord's coming soon. And this old world's going to be destroyed. Mankind, all this is left behind. Everyone that's never been saved. And they're going to die in sin and go to hell. God have mercy, going to be left behind, and it's not good. But that's what's going to happen to people that do reject the word of God, that don't listen they would die and be and die in sin and go to hell. And God does not want that. He didn't create hell for the man. He created for the devil and his angels. But any mankind that just rejects him and don't receive the word and don't truly repent of their sins, they'll miss it all. And I don't want you to miss heaven. I don't want you to be counterfeited. I don't want you to be confused. And I want you to know the truth. And so God's going to hold me accountable for what I preach today. Everything that I've said, everything that I preach, God's going to deal with me about it. I'm going to stand before him and I'm going to have to give an account. And so I do fear God. And what I preach, I tell you, I try to be careful and I always try to follow the Holy Spirit. And then I know that it's right. And not only that, he bears witness in my soul that he's gave the message, that I know he gave it. I know how it feels for God to use me. I know how it feels for people not to receive it, and those that get convicted, I can feel it. When I'm standing before them, I can see it. And the Lord gives you understanding about people that you might pray for them and that you might really agonize for their soul, because the fact that a lot of them are just so blinded about the religion and sin that they can't really hear. And so prayer is the only thing that's going to bring them out of their condition and get them in the presence of God. It's going to be someone that's godly, somebody that's saved, somebody that can really pray with the effectual and a fervent prayer. And when we do, then the Lord's going to hear the prayer. He's going to deal with them, and prayer's going to come up before memorial, before God. Prayer's going to catch up with them, and then they're going to begin to realize and understand. I mean, they're going to be this. God's going to bring them to that place of repentance one way or the other, because God says if we're compassionate, he's already compassionate. If we get grieved for them and we're real sincere and honest and really want to see them saved, then God already wants that, and he's going to do something, because God promised that he would, and I know that he will. I know this radio broadcast is not in vain. I know the preaching that we preach from week after week is not in vain. I know God's using it. God's going to, he's dealing with souls, and he's going to bring things to pass. And I know that whatever we're doing for God, it's going to stand, and he'll do the work. And that's all I want to do, is do my part. I want to win those that are lost. I want God's people to be fed. I want God's people to understand the word of God. I got a long ways to go. I'm pressing on the upward way and the new heights I'm gaining every day. And I'm still praying as an onward bound. The Lord plant my feet on holy and higher ground. And it's my desire today is to be planted on higher ground. And I want to know more about the word of God. I want to write and divide the word of God. I want to help people. And that's what's going to take, the word of God being preached in the Holy Spirit. And that's what's going to be effective in for souls to be saved and for God's work to go forth. And we must do it. If you're saved, my friend, today, you must live that life beyond reproach. You must live in the sight of God, a clean life. You got to come before him every day. You got to pray and ask God to forgive you and cleanse you every day of all your sin. And ask him to help you and to use you. And as he shows you your condition, yourself, each and every day, the Lord will let us see ourselves. If we really want him to, then we can cleanse ourselves and work on our problems and ask God to deliver us from them, whatever it is. And then as we work on it, he gives us grace and more grace, and we can do the work of God. That's the only way we can do it. We can't see ourselves outside of that. But my prayer to God today is, if you're not saved, that you'll come to him today and that you pray unto him with all your heart, with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and he will not despise. Ask him to have mercy upon you, sinner, save you from hell, come in your heart, cleanse you, and I tell you, he'll save you just like you are. My time's come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.